This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement, but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The defense minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyaatri's group captains Shubhanshu Shukla, Prashant Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission.
भारत की स्पेस जर्नी की ओर देखते हैं तो हम पाते हैं कि हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन केवल स्पेस में उपग्रह भेजने तक सीमित नहीं है आज भारत चंद्रमा से लेकर मंगल ग्रह तक अपनी उपस्थिति दर्ज करा चुका है आज भारत गगनयान जैसे मिशंस के लिए भी पूरी तरह तैयार है साथियों मैं इसे केवल तकनीकी उपलब्धि के रूप में नहीं देखता बल्कि आत्मनिर्भर भारत का नया अध्याय है जहां हम विश्व की बड़ी स्पेस पावर्स के बीच खड़े हो रहे हैं
The Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, successfully conducted the maiden flight tests of the Integrated Air Defense Weapon System, IADWS, yesterday off the coast of Odisha. In a social media post, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh stated that these unique flight tests have established the multi-layered air defense capability of the country and are going to strengthen area defense for important facilities against enemy aerial threats. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital today. The conference marks the historic centenary of India's first elected Speaker of the country, Vitthal Bhai Patel, assuming charge. The historic event brings together the speakers and deputy speakers of state legislative assemblies, as well as chairmen and deputy chairmen of state legislative councils. On the occasion, the Home Minister released a commemorative stamp honouring Vitthal Bhai Patel. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sithiveni Lingamada Rabuka, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Union Minister Sukanta Majumdar at the airport. The Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has embarked on an official visit to Algeria. The visit will continue till the 28th of this month. General Dwivedi will hold high-level meetings with senior Algerian leadership. The visit aims to reinforce defense and security engagement between the two countries. In Bihar, flash flood-like conditions are prevailing in several areas of Nalanda, Jehanabad and Gaya districts following a rise in the water levels of various rivers, including the Falgu, Lokahin and Muhane. The Water Resources Department issued a high alert after a large quantity of water was released late at night from Jharkhand into the Falgu River. Extensive damage has been reported to houses in Nalanda, Jehanabad and Gaya, while standing crops across large areas of farmland have also been destroyed. Reports indicate that the embankments have been damaged at 9 locations. In Rajasthan, flood-like situation prevails at some places due to extremely heavy rainfall. The Kota division is the worst affected, while the situation in Bundi, Tonk, Sawai Madhopur and Baran districts remains severe. The army, along with the NDRF and the SDRF, have been deployed for relief and rescue work in the affected areas. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rain in Kota and Bundi districts today. Different parts of Jammu are witnessing continuous heavy rainfall, leading to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. The Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall at many places over plains of Jammu, Pir Panjal, Chenab Valley in the next 24 hours. Authorities have warned of possible cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides, especially in the Jammu division. In sports, India's Chikita Taniparthi has created history by becoming the first Indian female compound archer to secure the individual junior world title at the World Youth Championships in Canada yesterday. She defeated Korea's Yerin Park by 142-136 in the compound under-21 women's gold medal match. In tennis, the 145th edition of the U.S. Open will kick off in New York tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.